Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Love, Motivation and Entertainment After Dark. Our guest on the call is Vicky Witherthorne. Vicky Witherthorne is the CEO and founder of Expert Insight Publishing, home of best-selling and award-winning books and magazines, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. Expert Insight Publishing is built on the solid foundation of over 25 years of expertise in product development, promotions, publishing, networking, and success. Fortune 100 companies and individuals across the globe know Vicky for fostering powerful and loyal relationships and supporting her communities in widely creative, unique, and wonderful ways. Vicky is also an award-winning author, founder of Right Now, Broadcast, and Right Away. Right Away is the global community where writers find everything they need at each stage of their journey. Vicky, welcome to LME After Dark. It's an honor to have you on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And Desiree, it is an honor to be with you and to be on your show. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Okay, and tell us a little bit more about, I just shared with the audience a little bit about who you are. Can you continue to shed some light further from your childhood in Mexico to now being one of the top 25 that in the 100 multiple streams women?
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's been a long journey because I've been around for a few decades now, but I think I came by entrepreneurship pretty naturally. My father was a barnstormer, and he was an incredible adventurer, and I definitely got that sense of adventure from him and the idea of wanting to be an entrepreneur and really have the freedom to live my life and express my life in the way I chose. And so in my mid-20s, opened a very successful ad agency, and we were acquired after we actually reached a six-figure income, and we were acquired after 3 years, and we had actually done a lot of work for many of the Fortune 100 and 500 companies. So when I sold my agency, they recruited me to come work for them, and that was pretty much the story of the next 30 years of my career. I traveled all over the world. I worked for some of the most amazing companies, some of the most amazing countries, and just had a wonderful, wonderful life and a fabulous career. But I decided I was tired of 95% travel and wanted to settle down and establish things like a home and a great relationship and so forth. And all of those things have come to pass. And with that, I felt I also wanted to give back to coaches and entrepreneurs. And so I started a community called the Coach Exchange, where people could find everything that they needed as a coach. And I soon found we had very experienced coaches, neuroscientists, to people that were just starting out in the coaching field. So I decided that what I really wanted to do was be able to bring all of them together so that they could communicate and get to know one another and tap into one another's resources. And I soon found that the biggest thing that coaches and entrepreneurs sometimes miss was not the passion for their work, but it was the ability to market themselves. So we set out to create ventures where we could attract our really powerful connections with people we knew that are household names, and then feature them alongside those that were on the rise that had great messages, great dreams, great purpose, but just weren't as well known yet. So as a result of that, we developed two magazines, we developed two broadcasts, we're now in the process of putting together a web TV show, and we have had in the last year 7 best-selling books. And you are one of our esteemed best-selling authors. We have over 300 best-selling authors as a result of those books. So it's been really, really exciting. And we've only been doing this for about 4 years. So it's been a very accelerated path. And I'm just thrilled we have over 10,000 writers, entrepreneurs, coaches, and speakers in two communities, and they're all based globally. And it's just wonderful to be able to help them accelerate what they're devoted to doing in life.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing some of your experiences with the audience. When did you learn that this was your passion and purpose?
I think with what I'm doing now, I decided that I wanted to give back. And so about six, seven years ago, I started coaching some women in need who were really in need, who had had issues with addiction, who were homeless, who were really wanting to turn their lives around. So I took four of these women into my coaching practice pro bono. And as a result, their lives grew so rich and my life grew so rich from knowing them. And what it did for me was it made me really want to increase the intensity of my relationships. And I've had some great business relationships, but when you're traveling, again, a good percentage of the time, being able to really have rich personal relationships becomes a challenge. And so I decided that I wanted to shift something around where I could have that kind of relationship that I was having with these wonderful women, where it was just so intense, and the growth in them, I could see it and get excited about it. And I thought, I want to have this kind of relationship in my personal life too. And I realized that in order to do that, I had to quit traveling so much. So that's when all of these other businesses expanded and grew, and it's just been very exciting. And I'm happy to say that I met the man of my dreams, and we live half the year in Mexico and half the year in the mountains of New Mexico, and life is pretty wonderful in addition to being able to help people fulfill their dreams, you know, through the business. So,
you know, that's wonderful. That's fantastic. It's so incredible for you to develop such a platform for authors, visionaries, experts, and authors who have trouble getting known into a crowded market. You know, just to give them an opportunity to share their message with the world. Why do you think it was vital for them? Let's talk about Ready, Aim, Captivate, which is the best-selling book. And since it has been released on Amazon, it was number one in several categories. Why do you think it was vital for them to put the magic in their message?
It's vital because I think everyone is here for a unique purpose. And regardless of how similar you may feel to someone else, your way of expressing yourself and your passion is unique to you. And the world needs that. I interviewed a wonderful woman who's a neuroscientist, and Joan King, and she told me this wonderful thought that, you know, if you do not contribute fully in your participation in the universe, you're so unique that no one else can, on a cellular level, do that. No one else can make that contribution that you're meant to make. So you're not only cheating yourself when you don't get your unique message out and you don't fulfill your purpose in your unique way, you're cheating the universe, the entire universe, on that contribution. So it changed from the idea of a desire to a necessity for me to be involved in helping people do exactly that.
Wow. And how do you manage to get things done so professionally? Did this come from years of experience?
I think, you know, this is my feeling about it. All of the things that have to do with doing things professionally can be learned, and some are learned with experience, some are learned with self-education, but nothing can replace passion. You have to have a real passion for what you're doing, the idea that you're never going to quit. I had an idea when I was 24 years old that I wanted a magazine, and that was many decades ago, and it didn't come to fruition for me until 4 years ago when our first magazine came out, and that was Insights Magazine, and now we have two magazines, Insights and Published. I never gave up on the idea. I was very inspired by Andy Warhol's magazine interview, and I wanted to do something similar to that with oversized pictures and wonderful interviews combining people who were well-known with people who were lesser-known. He did it in the arts. I wanted to do it in the field of empowerment. And it came to fruition, but it took a really long time for all the pieces to be in place and for me to gain the knowledge that I needed in order to make that a success. So I think the key is your passion and never giving up on it. I interviewed a coach who coaches athletes, Olympic athletes, and he was saying that the difference between Olympians and the average person out there is Olympians never look at anything that happens to them as failure. Some of them face death every time they go out. You know, some of these high jump skiers and so forth, there's a good chance that they could be killed if the wrong move is made. But they don't approach it with fear, and if they make a mistake, they do not look at that as a mistake. They look at it as another step in their learning process to their greatness. And so I think that that's what really needs to be there, because if that's there, then nothing will stop you from the learning you need, from education you need, the experience you need. You'll look at it as the process to your greatness and to your ability to express that unique purpose that we all have.
Right. Well, you've been in the business for quite a while, and you're an award-winning author and also doing well as a publisher. And what do you think are the challenges for any aspiring author to become a bestseller, and what do you think could be done as a starting point for newcomers?
Well, for me, a number of our books are anthologies, and that's where we join together the stories, as you well know, Desiree, because you were in one of our amazing books with Deepak Chopra and some really notable people, Jim Stovall. And I think that anthologies are a great way to start. You can tell your story and get started in an anthology where you have one chapter in a book, and then if that book takes off and becomes bestseller, it opens a lot of doors for you with the media. The book can open amazing doors for you to get business contracts, to make business associations with people that are well known. It's a great door opener. I look at it like a great big, huge, sparkly, shiny, gold business card that just allows you to move through doors that you may not have been able to enter before. And I think that that's a really good way to start. And then, you know, if you have a book burning in you, it will definitely be easier for you to have entree once you are a best-selling author. And also, it will really build and boost the self-confidence of people that may be a little stuck, may have what we call writer's block, you know, for them to proceed with their own books because they've already achieved a tremendous status in the literary world. So that's why we developed the anthologies, was to give that pathway for people who either are happy with the anthology and stop there, or do other anthologies, or may go on to write their own book.
Right. I believe, you know, because you sometimes everyone, you know, we all have a story to tell and everyone has a story, but then there is that little voice that goes on in our heads, what am I going to write about? And that little voice that kept on telling us you can't. What would you say to that little voice?
I would say to that little voice that my story is as important and my responsibility to tell that story to the world is as important as anyone out there. And that's really the key. When you start looking at your story as a responsibility to share with the world so others can learn, something that can be very, very familiar to you and not seem like very much can be huge for someone else to learn from. And I've learned this quite early on, that is the case. And it's so important to be able to express yourself so other people can learn from you. Again, it's a responsibility. It's not just something that's a nice to do or something that you do in order to become famous. It is a responsibility for you to tell your unique story so that others out there will hear it, and it will be a service to others. When you start thinking about it that way, you start thinking about it in a different perspective, or at least I did.
I would say, I believe if it takes for you to write a book and become successful, do it. So I'm going to say to, you know, anyone who is interested in becoming an author, if it's just something that you want to write about, just go ahead and do it, because, you know, once you believe in yourself, you can definitely do it and become as successful as you possibly can. Let's talk about Ready, Aim, Soar and Ready, Aim, Captivate. These are very powerful books. Ready, Aim, Captivate, as you know of now, is a bestseller, and I'm really happy to know that you are creating such a wonderful platform for you know, unknown artists, experts, for people to share their message and their passion with the world. People can actually read these books, and there are so many things that can motivate them, inspire them, teach them. How would you describe these books? How would you describe Ready, Aim, Captivate in one word?
I would say that it's magical, and it's about putting magic in your message. And this is so incredible. I'm so glad you brought this up, Desiree, because the really interesting thing about these books are that people come to the subject matter, like Ready, Aim, Captivate, is put magic in your message and a fortune in your future. And as I mentioned, it featured interviews with Deepak Chopra, yourself, Jim Stovall, a number of really amazing people. One of the people that contributed to the book was a lovely woman who has been doing research for decades with dolphins. And she lives in Hawaii, and she actually does now tours where she takes people out in the open ocean to swim with dolphins. And some of what she has learned about the magic of her message is that by swimming with the dolphin, many autistic children will speak for the first time. It creates miracles in these children's lives and the lives of their family. Now, you may not think that a story of that nature would appear in the same book with, say, Deepak Chopra, who is really known for natural and traditional marriage and medicine, but it does in a way that is so powerful. And there's a message in the book for everyone. Everyone expresses their messages in these books. We had Ready, Aim, Excel that went bestseller January of last year, 2012. And we had four different articles in there. It was a book on leadership, and Marshall Goldsmith was one of the, and Ken Blanchard, you know, they were two of the top people in the world on leadership that were in that book. But the interesting thing was that four of those chapters were on leadership and parenting. And everyone came from it from a different angle, and you would not expect perhaps in a leadership book anything about parenting. And even Marshall Goldsmith and his interview touched on the importance of leadership and exhibiting that and how challenging that was for him with his own children. So it comes with an interest from a reader's perspective of so many different directions that that's why I think the books are so successful and so popular. And from the writer's expression, every single story that we have done interviews for has been uniquely different in its own right. And I think that speaks to what we were talking about earlier, Desiree, that everyone has a unique purpose and a unique message. And when they tell that from their heart and soul, it's not going to be like anyone else's message in the world.
Wonderful. You know, proceeds from these books are donated to charities in America. Can you talk more about your involvement and why are you doing this?
Well, what we do is when we launch on Amazon for bestsellers, we decided that what would be a beautiful, beautiful way to really exhibit the phenomenal aspects of these books is to donate, pick a charity, and some are American charities, but a lot of them are global charities. And we pick a charity with every book that we donate to. Like our first release of Ready, Aim, Excel in January 2012 was One Laptop for Child, where third world countries actually receive laptops for children. And we were able to put many laptops in the hands of children across the globe. And this is a wonderful thing on every level, not just for us as publishers, but also for every single one of the authors in the books to participate in being able to donate the launch proceeds to these really deserving charities. So we're really excited about being able to do that. We pick a different charity every book, and it's just been wonderful, wonderful, fulfilling thing for not only us, as I said, as publishers, but all the authors.
Well, that was incredible to give back and to help people and, you know, to do what you're doing for your community. You've been doing so much, and we're grateful to have such a fantastic woman, a woman that other women can look up to. You know, very inspiring and encouraging as well. What general advice do you have for the listening audience? Any words of wisdom?
Follow your bliss. Years ago, I had an accountant that told me, he said, pursue any hobby that you feel passionate about as a business, and you have a much better chance of succeeding. And I just believe that, you know, Joseph Campbell years ago said, follow your bliss. And when you do that, doors will open that you never even knew were there for you. And so I believe that that's what has to happen. Entrepreneurship is not easy. And if you're doing it strictly for the money, if you're doing it because you think it's trendy, if you're doing it because you think this idea's time has come, but you're not passionate about it, it's not going to work. Because at some point, there are going to be challenges that you'll be faced with. And if the passion is not there, the challenges will win. So follow your bliss, follow your passion, and do what you love. Because life is too short to do anything else.
Wow. Let's talk about gratitude, since you're on Words of Wisdom. This week, I went out on the streets of London to find out what are some of the things people are grateful for. Can I just ask you, what are you grateful for? Talk to us a bit about gratitude and a bit about some of the things that you were grateful for in life.
I'm grateful for so many things. Life is wonderful. But I wanted to share with you on the subject of gratitude something really fantastic that someone shared with me a few years back when I was going through hard times with a particular person. And someone told me to develop a gratitude journal around those that we felt any animosity toward, or we were having problems with forgiveness. And to write in that journal every day, even if it's only one thing you can think of that that person has as a positive attribute, to write in that journal every day. And I did that with this person, and I honestly, at the time, could only think of one thing that I could feel positive about this person for. We all have unique gifts, and regardless of how overwhelming our feelings are, if we can pick that one thing that we look at it and we go, wow, that person always does that exceedingly well or with good intent, and focus on that and journal about it every day. I found after 30 days, I had total immunity from any anger, and there was just a total forgiveness there, and the idea of just letting this person live their life in a way that I hoped would have a lot of grace. And I was totally emotionally detached from all of that anger and all of the animosity that I have felt. And I would have to say, from a standpoint of gratitude, that's probably one of the important gifts that anyone has ever given to me, is the idea that you can embrace forgiveness if you focus on the positive and if you journal about that with appreciation and gratitude for that thing. Pretty soon that thing that you have appreciation and gratitude for will outweigh any of the other things you may have been feeling.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to coming to Mexico. I know that every year you give authors an opportunity to take part in such a fabulous book. And what would you say to people who are listening right now and who wants to, you know, get known in the crowded market and who would also like to attend the event this year and share their message with the world? What would you say to them, and how can they get involved in the Extravaganza event in Mexico for this year in October?
Oh, okay. Well, it's actually this year going to be in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And basically, the event is a celebration of not only some of the finest speakers and experts in success in the world. We have people coming from over 5 countries to speak, and it will be a 3-day event. And it will be at the largest hot air balloon festival in the U.S. in Albuquerque. And what we've done is we've secured this famous hot air balloon museum that overlooks the whole entire festivities of the hot air balloon's ascension and so forth in the hot air balloon park. And we will be holding the event there. And we will be celebrating our authors and all of the members of our communities and so forth. So we expect several hundred people to attend. And we also will be celebrating a new book that we're just going to be releasing in July. And we still have a few chapters available. It's called Ready, Aim, Influence. And it is going to be featuring, once again, Marshall Goldsmith. But really amazingly, we have an interview chapter with Carlos Slim, the richest man in the world. So we are now interviewing people for that book. And anyone who is interested in the book or the awards, the IPPI Awards and Extravaganza event at the Hot Air Balloon Festival in New Mexico, can find out more at expertinsightspublishing.com. That's expertinsights, plural, publishing.com.
Wow, thank you. If you weren't what you were known for, Vicky, what would you want to be known for? What legacy would you like to leave? What's your legacy?
I think regardless of what I'm doing, I've been in advertising, I've consulted for change management initiatives to some of the top companies in the world, and I think what I found is a common thread through everything I do is that I want to be a liaison between those people who need something and those people who have what they need. I don't necessarily have to be on stage, though I am many times, but the bottom line is I want to supply the stage for those people who have a message to give to that audience, and I'll provide the stage and the platform and the audience, and I really feel that that's my place in life. And the main crux of what it all is connecting people to their passion and to their dream, that thing that they cannot live without, and we all have it. And again, as I said earlier, unless you live it, you're cheating the world, the universe, of your contribution.
Wow. And how much does it take to make a dream come true? How would you relate to that?
Well,
do you relate to that?
You know, I think it takes everything, but everything seems like nothing if you're living in your passion. Even now, sometimes I'll work really long hours, and it's not because I feel stressed out or I have to do it. I'll get caught up in one of our projects, and before I'll know it, the time will just have flown by. And it doesn't feel like work. It feels like play. You know, being in the advertising world when I was really young, there's all kinds of advertising jargon and business success jargon that people talk about. And they say, oh, you need to go out and find your target market, and you need to do market research, and then you need to apply success systems for people's needs. And this is the way I feel about it. It's very simple. You need to find where you want to play, and you need to find who you want to play with. And once you're in that playground, then you need to find out, what is it you can do to be a service to these people? And all of this is available on the web now. Research is really easy to find on the web to be able to really answer all these questions. And then you just need to go out and put it into action. And when you do that, it's fun. And if you're not having fun, I mean, we all have times in business where it's going to be a little stressful or not fun, but if overall everything seems like a struggle to you, you're not living in your passion. You need to find out what that is. What do you love to do? What makes the minutes fly by? And that's where you'll be successful in your career.
Wow. Is there anything you would love to share with our listeners that we haven't spoken about?
I think one of the things that I would say in following your bliss is develop a sense of curiosity. If you develop a sense of curiosity about who you want to serve, about how you can serve them better, if that element of curiosity is there, along with the fact that you're working within your area of bliss, then every day will have really strong positive moments in it for you. Miracles will happen, actually, because that combination of defining your purpose, experiencing your bliss, and then developing curiosity about everything around that, to me, is the magical formula.
Wow. You've said so many fantastic things on the call on Love, Motivation, and Entertainment of the Dark. You talk about Ready, Aim, Captivate, which is the number one bestseller, and we're so excited about the IPPI Awards in October in New Mexico. I'm excited about that event. Vicky, you are an incredible human being. Thank you so much for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. I just want to continue to work with you. I think you're such a fantastic woman, a woman of inspiration, and people can look up to you once again. And thank you very much for joining us on LME After Dark, which is Love, Motivation, and Entertainment. And it was an honor to be talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And, you know, my admiration for you and what you're doing in the world is also equally as strong. And I just want to send that out to you and send out to everyone who is listening, follow your bliss.
Thank you.